For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week, protests across the country have drawn attention to a pandemic, one that has been around for much longer than COVID-19. Citizens are rising up against racial inequality and finding little comfort in our government's response. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you today.
Otis, when you think back on some of those milestones in the civil rights movement, presidents, whatever their political affiliation, have all had to address those moments. How do you compare President Trump's leadership here in his civil rights moment to his predecessors?
The answer is pretty simple. Night and day. We're talking about both Democratic and Republican presidents in the past. Eisenhower was forced with a dilemma involving integrating schools, and he took the right approach. He was a Republican, but he said, we are going to obey the law. So he intervened in Little Rock. All down the line, Chris, presidents, when faced with this kind of crisis, have stepped up. They've either done the right thing or at least tried to say the right thing. But this president is in a class by itself, which is classless. He's using the military to clamp down on peaceful protesters. I mean, there is absolutely no comparison between how this president has behaved and presidents in the past when having been confronted with issues of race.
Well, let's turn to Memphis now. Demonstrators have marched every night since last Wednesday. As history is being made here, what stands out to you, Otis, about this movement locally?
The protests here in Memphis in the past have been localized to Memphis, as most protests are. The difference this time is all of these are coordinated demonstrations. Everybody, Chris, is upset. Everybody who's got a right-thinking brain, they are upset about what happened to George Floyd. And it's not just African-Americans doing this. Actually, the people that I see are majority white, young white citizens who see that this is wrong, and they are out in the streets saying Black Lives Matter. That is kind of extraordinary for me, because in the past, our protests have pretty much been African-Americans protesting because of some injustice done to African-Americans. But this time, it's people of all races and backgrounds out there saying this is wrong. That is the major difference.
Well, on Wednesday, Mayor Strickland and Police Director Michael Rawlings said that they will start having weekly meetings with local activists. Is this just putting out the current fire, or do you see this as a start to making some real changes here?
Well, I think the meetings can be productive. I would not be opposed to the mayor getting in a room and just hearing people, you know, without a bunch of cameras in there. Because, you know, when we had the bridge protest, Chris, you remember back in 2016.
Right.
They had this big meeting.
And they took questions from the audience and answered questions for several hours.
And it got us nowhere because it was really just a exercise in grandstanding for a lot of people. And you had a lot of political people. That was an election year. And you had a lot of political people sitting behind them up in the choir stand, as I recall, just to be seen there. That got us nowhere. But I do think regular meetings with the leaders of today's protest, to really have the mayor and the police director hear the concerns here, and also have the leaders of the protest movements hear the thought processes of the mayor and the police director. This cuts both ways. That can be productive.
You know, Otis, these protests really started off about police brutality, but they've actually become about racism in America. And I think that leaves a lot of people at a loss, because where do you even start with that? So if the citizens of Memphis were to maybe take out a scalpel and just focus on one lesion at a time, where does the surgical approach begin here in our community?
I think there needs to be some introspection here where white Memphians are concerned, to have them examine themselves about, well, what it is, what is it that I don't understand, or what have I missed about the plight of African Americans in the city historically? and now. I think that they need to take that scalpel and try to probe around and see where those biases are and try to work on removing them. A lot of this has to do with just understanding what racism is all about and what racial injustice is all about, where African Americans especially are concerned. So that's where I think it needs to start.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.